Please.
Hello, everyone. Today is Saturday, November the 2nd, 2019. Hi, this is Raymond again. And it's been a long while since I've done a podcast because I haven't thought of anything else to do until now. It's a game that I've always liked to play when I was in school. It's called Destination Mars. It was originally developed for MS-DOS, but Richard Destino has developed a Windows version. And you can obtain this game from audiogames.net. If you go in the little combo box there, you can find where it says Destination Mars. You download it. It's a zip file that you have to extract. Just extract it somewhere and it'll extract a little folder. It's very small. And today I'm going to demonstrate how the game is played. I'm not going to go through the instructions because it's kind of long. You can actually do that yourself. And I will show you how to access those instructions in just a minute. I will be demonstrating this game today for the Blind Geek Zone podcast. So, let's get down to it. I'm going to press my Alt-Tab on my keyboard. I'm using JAWS for Windows on an Asus X75A laptop running Windows 10 64-bit. So I'm going to press Alt-Tab to go to the Mars 31W folder, and that's the name of the zip file. So I'm going to go over to it.
Mars 31W, item view, multi-select list box, Mars 31W.exe.
And right now, I'm sitting on the Mars 31W.exe file. You press enter on it to open it.
C:\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\ Activision.net. This game is free and copyrighted. Selling it is prohibited and no warranties are made. It may be copied and distributed with all related files intact. Full game or whack the Space Aliens game. F or W.
Okay, I'm going to press F for full game.
F, do you want instructions? Y or N?
And right here, if you want to read the instructions, you press yes. So for right now, I'm going to say no. I don't want to read the instructions.
N, sound effects. Y or N?
And I'm going to press yes for sound effects.
Y, star, you are on the launching pad at Cape Canaveral, star. Press B to blast off.
I'm going to press B for blast off.
Initiating startup sequence.
Successful blast off. Star, you are now in orbit around the Earth star. You are ready to begin your 35 million mile trip. You have 400 units of fuel. Spin cosmic wheel.
Pressing enter to spin the wheel. It's a little cosmic wheel, and that's what basically drives the ship.
You spun a 4. Miles to Mars, 34,200,000. You have 390 units of fuel. The great expanse of the universe is before you. Alpha Centauri is a sparkling diamond in the deep darkness. Make your move.
Since there's nothing to do, I'm going to press N for nothing needed right now. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to press H for help and let you hear the help file.
H, you need help, here it is. Below is a list of letters with their definitions. Simply press the letter of your choice. A equals accelerate. B equals set up force field barrier. E equals take evasive action. F equals fire phasers. N equals take no action. Press the letter of your choice.
And R equals repairs. So I'm going to press N to move on.
N, you are zooming to Mars. Spin cosmic wheel.
And press enter.
You spun a 3. Miles to Mars, 33,600,000. You have 380 units of fuel. Your radio is drifting off frequency. You cannot reach mission control.
Make your move. Sound means I need to repair the radio, so I'm going to press R for repair.
R, nice job. You have repaired the radio. You replaced a bad transistor. Spin cosmic wheel. You spun a 9. Miles to Mars, 31,800,000. You have 370 units of fuel. You see something up ahead. It looks like an old abandoned space shuttle.
There is a space shuttle. Abandoned space shuttle. So now, I'm going to press F to fire the phasers, and it'll blow the space shuttle up.
F, crack shot. You turned it into powder. Spin. You spun a 9. Miles to Mars, colon 30 million. You have 360 units of fuel. You are hurtling toward Mars. The big dipper is to your right. Make your move. And all systems go for now. Spin cosmic wheel. You spun one. Miles to Mars, colon 29,800,000. You have 350 units of fuel. Your instruments show a radiation field somewhere nearby. The needle on the meter is jumping wildly. Make your move.
But there's a radiation field. I'm going to press the letter B as in barrier to put up the force field. And that blocks
D, good thinking, Rocket Ranger, the force.
Radiation from hitting the ship.
You spun a 10.
That sound right there.
Oh no, you are going too fast. You have to enter 0 to 9 seconds back.
And if you don't get out of these in time, it'll cause your ship to run out of fuel. So I'm going to press number 0 on the number row.
0. You have 330 units of fuel. Start the year is 1903. The Wright brothers fly the first plane.
Press
star. Enter
9.
0.
9. And
you
enter.
Have 320 units of fuel. Start the year.
8.
Good job. You made it back to
that
the present.
That sound
spin
means
wheel.
I'm out of a time warp. So I'm going to press enter. Spin the wheel.
You spun a 7. Miles to Mars, colon 28,400,000. You have 310 units of fuel. Look out, the comet is coming your way.
Comet?
It looks like a big snowball in space.
I'm going to press B as in barrier.
D, what a shame, you were too slow. You got kidnapped damage. Spin cosmic wheel.
That's what happens sometimes. You can't control
you
that.
Spun a 7. Miles to Mars, colon 27,000,000. You have 300 units of fuel. Your onboard computer is malfunctioning. The hard drive is not spinning.
R for repair.
R, you have repaired the computer. You are a technological wizard. Spin cosmic wheel. You spun a 3. Miles to Mars, colon 26,400,000. You have 290 units of fuel.
I'm going to land on this
asteroid. You are approaching
asteroid.
The large asteroid.
By
it looks harsh and barren.
Y.
Y, very smooth landing. The rocky landscape is dimly lit. W, you are in the clearing at the entrance to your ship. You have 100 units of oxygen.
Now, since I'm on this asteroid, I can press E, S, N, or W, you know, north, east, south, west, to move around on this asteroid, and you pay for different ship supplies using rocks. So I'm going to press W.
W, the ground is soft and dips a bit here. You have 95 units of oxygen.
There's no rocks here, so I'm going to press
E. You are in the clearing
at
the entrance to your ship. You have 90 units of oxygen. N, you are near a ridge that overlooks a quarry. You have 85
go
units of oxygen.
For north, nothing here.
S, you are in the clearing at the entrance to your ship. You have 80 units of oxygen. S, the ground is hard and irregular here. You think you saw movement in the distance. You have 75 units of oxygen. N, you are in the clearing at the
no
entrance.
No rocks.
E, you are
so
in
I'm
going to
get back in the
initiating
ship.
Initiating startup
blast
sequence.
Off.
Pretty cool, blast off. You are. You spun a 1. Miles to Mars, colon 26,200,000. You have 280 units of fuel. You are caught in a huge. D, very clever space captain. The big rocks are bouncing off your barrier like rubber ball. You spun a 6. Miles to Mars, colon 25,000,000. You have 270 units of fuel. Your refrigerator is busted. Your
left
lower fish cakes are getting sticky. Make
up.
Your move. R, good fix up the refrigerator. You spun a 10.
Oh, back in the time warp again.
0. You have 260 units of fuel. Start of the year is 1348.
I'm out of the time warp, yes.
Good job, you make. You spun a 3. Miles to Mars, colon 24,400,000. You have 250 units of fuel. You are studying the stars with your telescope. Saturn with its rings is clearly in view. Make your move.
I apologize
our very
for
professional
that.
Worker. You spun a 3. Miles to Mars, colon 23,800,000. You have 240 units of fuel. You are studying the cosmic map.
Alert.
R, no repair. You spun 8. Miles to Mars, colon 22,200,000. You have 230 units of fuel. Your detectors show a pocket of magnetism in the nape.
Blocking it with the
D,
barrier?
The magnetism. You spun 8. Miles to Mars, colon 20,600,000. You have 220 units of fuel. Holy cow, you dropped your beer bottle on. R, you messed up badly. You got broken glass in your shorts and beer is dripping on your bare toe. You spun 8. Miles to Mars, colon 19,000,000. You have 210 units of fuel.
Make
R, the beauty of the vast universe captivates you. A shooting star travels across the dark curtain of... You spun a 3. Miles to Mars, colon 18,400,000. You have 200 units of fuel. There is a dangerous situation.
Fire at the junk. Roll it up.
F, good shooting. You spun a 7. Miles to Mars, colon 17,000,000. You have 190 units of fuel. You are in a deep sleep. You are dreaming that you are eating a whole apple pie with whipped cream. You spun a 5. Miles to Mars, colon 16,000,000. You have 180 units of fuel.
There's an
alien,
careful,
an
alien ship, so I'm gonna fire at it, try to blow it up.
F, you missed him. F, Oh no, you have been vaporized. You
that's
have ceased to
what
exist.
Happens
you have gone
when you
have
blow
grave
up
you. You will build a statue in your
when
memory.
You
will name a school after you. The president will give you the Medal of Posthumously. But the mission is over. You made 20 skins of the cosmic
you
have 16 million miles to go. If you enjoy the game, you may make a contribution at www.paypal.com to the email address colon ironrocket@verizon.net. Bye for now, space traveler. Press escape to exit.
And then to get out of the game, you just press escape.
It's been fun working with you.
Mars. Alt F4.
So, that's how you play Destination Mars. If you'd like to obtain this game, you can go to audiogames.net to get it. Or if you want more information about the game, you can send me an email at ray, that's R-A-Y, 214 at gmail.com. That is ray, 214 at gmail.com. Hope you enjoyed this game. Thank you for listening. This is for the Blind Geek Zone. Bye for now.
View logs button to act, stop button to act.